The story of Fatima isn't just about visions. It's about three children who embraced Our Lady's message with incredible courage and love. While we often remember the miracles, we may forget the simple yet profound holiness of Jancita and Francisco. Join me as we reflect on their inspiring lives and the deep faith that led them to sainthood. Stay tuned as we learn more about the lives of Saints Jancita and Francisco.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Tomorrow is the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima, when we commemorate the apparitions of the Virgin Mary to three shepherd children, Lucia dos Santos, and her cousins Francisco and Jancita Marto, in Fatima, Portugal, 1917. As many of you know, Our Lady urged the children to pray the rosary daily for peace and to offer sacrifices for the conversion of sinners. Our Lady also warned that if people did not stop offending God through sin, the world would face severe consequences, including war, suffering, and the spread of errors such as atheism and communism. However, in today's video, I would like to focus on something else. As many of you are aware, Jancita and Francisco were beatified in 2000 and later canonized as saints in 2017. But the Church did not recognize them as holy simply because Our Lady appeared to them. They are saints because they practiced virtue to a heroic degree. But what does it mean to practice virtue to a heroic degree? To answer this question, I have here an article published by our association in the year 2000 that will help us get to know these two saints better. So, without further ado, let's learn more about the virtuous Marto siblings. The article reads, "The recent beatifications of Blessed Jancita and Blessed Francisco Marto by His Holiness John Paul II marks the latest stamp of approval by the Church on the apparitions of Fatima. Notably, Jancita and Francisco are the youngest non-martyrs in the history of the Church to be beatified. Jancita died at the age of 10 and Francisco at 11. However, they were not beatified solely because Our Lady appeared to them, but because they practiced virtue to a heroic degree. The amazing thing is how two such young children could, in so short a time, have come to practice the theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity, and the cardinal virtues, prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude, to a heroic degree. This was undoubtedly due to the intense action of grace in their souls before, during, and after the apparitions. Indeed, it seems as if divine providence had favored them to be fitting material for sanctity. They came from a people profoundly steeped in the Catholic faith, the common folk of the Serra da Era uplands. These were simple, hardy, honest, and generous people, the kind who knew how to recognize the goodness of God in the simple joys and pleasures of life, as well as in its sorrows and crosses. A typical representative of the people was Jancita and Francisco's father, Manuel Pedro Marto. He spoke of his children in the years before the apparitions, testifying that, even in their earliest years, they displayed virtue and a predisposition to benefit from the graces Our Lady would later bestow upon them. Francisco was robust, his father recalled. He was a healthy lad, strong and resolute. He was braver than his younger sister. He would venture out alone on dark nights into the Serra, completely unafraid. He even played with lizards and snakes, getting them to drink sheep's milk from cracks in the rocks. He was very docile and obedient, always pleasant and ready to agree with others. He would play with anyone, but sometimes he would withdraw from the games without any sign of ill humor and without saying a word. When asked what was wrong, he would reply, "Because you are saying things that are not good." So, very similar to Padre Pio, who would run away if someone used foul language. But let's continue. He threw himself into games with zeal and often won so easily that other children didn't want to play against him. If they took something from him, he would simply say, "What does it matter, really?" Francisco was very upright. Once his mother suggested he take advantage of a neighbor's absence to graze the Martos family sheep on the neighbor's plot. He refused. When she gave him a loud slap, he turned to her with great dignity and said, "So then, it is my own mother who is teaching me to be a robber." This was Francisco before the apparitions, an upright, innocent, and thoughtful boy. If he had any fault, it was his tendency to be overly calm. Jancita and Francisco couldn't have been more different. Jancita was as lively as Francisco was relaxed. Jancita would dance the traditional dances of the Serra with such vigor that she would often end up completely exhausted. She was easily moved and tender-hearted. When she was just 5 years old, recalls Sister Lucia, hearing of our Lord's sufferings would make her weep. "Poor our Lord," she would murmur, "I never want to sin. I don't want Jesus to suffer anymore." She would flee as if from the plague from those who use bad words, because this saddens our Lord. Like her brother, and perhaps even more so, she was tender, affectionate, and refined. One fault she would eventually outgrow was her tendency to pout when things didn't go her way. Both she and her brother shared a passion for the beauty of nature. They easily saw supernatural realities reflected in the natural world. Jancita loved the moon, a symbol of Our Lady's gentle light, while Francisco preferred the brilliant sun, a symbol of Our Lord. The carefree days of the three children came to an end in the spring of 1916, when an angel appeared to them. The angel asked if they were willing to offer prayers and sacrifices constantly to God. "Offer everything you can to the Lord in reparation for the sins by which he is offended and as supplication for the conversion of sinners," the angel said. "Above all, accept with submission the suffering the Lord will send you." This kind of proposal is made by God only to his most intimate friends. The three children, just 6, 8, and 9 years old, accepted with enthusiasm. Without hesitation or self-pity, they sought every opportunity to offer sacrifices and suffer for sinners. A year later, Our Lady appeared to them. She did not come with smiles or a light-hearted demeanor, but as Sister Lucia recalls, with an air of gentle rebuke. Our Lady affirmed that they would have much to suffer, but the grace of God will be your comfort. She asked them to offer prayers and sufferings in reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus, both deeply offended by humanity's terrible apostasy. The full implications of this request would only become clear to them gradually, with the special help of divine grace. After seeing Our Lady, the children had only two desires. First, to pray and sacrifice themselves for sinners and in reparation for sin. And second, to go to heaven. When Francisco heard that he would have to pray many rosaries before Our Lady could bring him to heaven, he exclaimed, "Then, my lady, as many as you want." Francisco became even more dedicated to prayer and would often disappear for long periods to pray alone. His sister and cousin frequently found him completely absorbed in contemplation of Our Lord's sufferings. For him, this became an overwhelming reality. According to experts in spiritual life who examined his cause, this indicates that, guided by the Holy Spirit, he had attained the highest form of prayer, mental prayer. Jancita, too, advanced rapidly to a higher level of mysticism, displaying mystical graces, including the gift of prophecy. Both children became profoundly serious. Sister Lucia recalls that Jancita was always serious, yet pleasant in expression, modest and kind, reflecting the presence of God in all her actions. This demeanor was one normally seen in people much older and far more advanced in spiritual progress. The efforts of the children to offer up their sufferings without complaint would already seem more than enough to ask of any child. But for them, it was not enough. All the creative energy they once poured into inventing new games was now directed towards inventing new sacrifices. Not content with giving away their lunches, they began eating bitter herbs and even competed to find the most bitter ones. Spending endless hours prostrated on the hot ground in prayer became a delight for them. They tied ropes around their waists, which caused so much pain that they couldn't sleep. Our Lady eventually advised them to remove the ropes at night. Later, when Francisco, in his final illness, gave his piece of rope to Lucia to prevent his mother from finding it, she noted he had tied knots in it and that it was stained red with blood. At the end of 1918, Jancita and Francisco contracted the influenza that ravaged Europe in the wake of the First World War. It was the illness that consumed them both, marking the final act of their self-surrender as they passed from the sorrows of this life to perfect, unending joy. Francisco suffered with heroic patience, notes Lucia. Not a single groan escaped his lips, not even the slightest. "Do you suffer much, Francisco?" I asked him one day. "Yes, I do, but it is for the love of our Lord and our Lady." He entered heaven in April 1919. Jancita suffered until 1920, taken to a hospital in Lisbon, far from friends and family, She endured the removal of two ribs in an operation performed without anesthesia, never complaining once. Her thoughts were fixed on higher things. Oh, if only I could put into the heart of everyone the fire that I feel here in my chest, burning me and making me love so much the hearts of Jesus and Mary. And with that, the article concludes. I hope you find this short biography on the lives of Jancita and Francisco as inspiring as I did. As we celebrate the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima tomorrow, may her maternal care and the example of the little shepherds guide us closer to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. Happy feast day tomorrow, and may God bless you all. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.